You're with SBS Radio.
Minister for Health and Ambulance Service, Jenny Mikakos, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on your program, and hello to all your listeners.
Minister, a law has passed in the Victorian Parliament last day to boost the nurse-to-patient and midwife-to-patient ratio. So how do you think it will benefit the nurses and midwives?
So we have passed a very important law in the Victorian Parliament recently, and that is to improve our nurse and midwife to patient ratios. Essentially what we have done is the Andrews government enshrined into law the minimum number of nurses for each patient. And we have made further improvements on that with our recent change. So basically what that means is that each patient gets more attention from a nurse because there are more nurses around. We are going to ensure that 1,100 additional nurses and midwives are recruited to work in our public hospital system during this term of government.
All right. So can you please tell me which will be the main hospitals that employ more nurses and midwives, and also which wards or units can expect this additional service?
So we will see improvements right across our public hospital system, and it will depend, of course, on the needs of each hospital and the number of patients that they have go through their hospitals. But this particular improvement will mean that patients who are suffering from stroke, cancer, patients going into our emergency departments, our smallest babies going to our special care nurseries, patients with, you know, very serious conditions will get the benefit of more nurses and midwives to look after them. So it'll be our acute stroke units, our haematology wards, acute inpatient oncology. So people experiencing things like stroke and cancer will get the benefit of that additional staffing. And also little babies in our special care nurseries, babies that might be born premature, for example. Also patients coming into our emergency departments as well. So this is going to see 1,100 new nurses and midwives employed in our public hospital system over this term of government. This is a really important reform because it means that our fantastic nurses and midwives who work so hard to look after our most vulnerable will get the benefit of more staff working with them, more colleagues, so that they can share the workload, but also most importantly for patients, there'll be more nurses and midwives there to look after them and give them that compassion and that care that everybody deserves.
All right. You mentioned 1,100 additional nurses, right? So yes. When I look at your press release and the reports from the media, I can see 600 additional nurses will be employed.
So we will have 600 nurses employed as a result of the legislation that just passed the Parliament last week.
Yeah.
And then we are going to make even more improvements to these ratios in this term of government, so within the next few years. And so that will mean even more nurses, another 500 nurses. So in total, it will bring up our workforce by another 1,100 nurses and midwives. So we can just keep building up our quality workforce to make sure that people get the care that they need and they deserve.
As the law has passed in the Victorian Parliament, when will this come into effect?
Some of it will come into effect in the next few days from the start of March, and some of it will take a bit longer. It's a staged implementation because we need to give our hospitals, of course, the time to go and to recruit the additional staff. The other important thing to mention is for some of your listeners who might be thinking about a career in nursing, this is a great time to be considering nursing as a potential career. Our government has introduced a free TAFE for the diploma in nursing. So we are already seeing more students enrolling who want to be a nurse in the future. And of course, with the changes that we have made to the ratios, there will be more opportunities for people to be employed in our public hospital system.
Oh, that's great. I think it's a good news to the nurses in our community. As for your information, there are umpteen number of people in our community who come to Australia or are willing to arrive in the country to work as nurse. So does the local as well as the overseas nurses have equal opportunity to apply for these new vacancies?
Look, there are issues around recognition of overseas qualifications that sit with the federal government, and they would be issues that you would need to raise with the federal government about the difficulties that some people experience in having their qualifications recognised. But yes, we see people who have studied and worked overseas, employed in our health services every day. I have the opportunity to meet people who have come to Victoria to work here as a nurse or a midwife, and we certainly want to encourage people to pursue a career in our hospital system. So, but in terms of the recognition of the qualifications, that is something that does sit with the federal government.
All right. You previously mentioned about the free diploma of nursing at TAFE, a new plan which is being implemented by the start of 2019.
That free TAFE initiative has started already this year. So if people are interested in that, they should contact their local TAFE and make inquiries about what's involved with that. But that is a fantastic opportunity for people who are interested in caring for the vulnerable, for caring for unwell patients or the elderly, wanting to work in our health services to pursue this qualification at no cost.
So again, as I mentioned earlier, there are a number of nurses in our community who come to Australia to work as nurse. So there are also situations when there are no enough seats for overseas nurses for bridging courses who wish to, to register and work as nurse. So does this free TAFE course provide beneficial to them by any chance?
The free TAFE is for a diploma in nursing. It's not a bridging course for overseas qualified people, but people should really make inquiries, because everything will of course depend on their particular circumstance in terms of what they need to do to get their qualifications recognised in Victoria.
All right. So as it's been implemented, how far is the response to this initiative?
In the free TAFE, do you mean?
Yeah.
We have had a very significant increase in enrolments this year in the Diploma of Nursing as a result of us providing that free enrolment. So I think people are realising that this is a fantastic career opportunity. As a government, we have had massive expansion to our public hospital workforce. We are hiring the doctors and the nurses to look after our patients, to look after Victorians and give them quality healthcare. And so people are taking up these opportunities to pursue these qualifications because they can see that there are, good career prospects for them at the end of their course.
All right. And also government has planned to give more funds to upgrade the skills of the nurses. How does that work?
So apart from encouraging people to pursue a qualification from the start, we're also encouraging people who are really working in our health services to upgrade their qualifications. So we will provide a $50 million nursing and midwifery workforce development fund, which will pay for things like scholarships and postgraduate opportunities so people can upgrade their qualifications. So, for example, if someone is an enrolled nurse, they might have the opportunity to upgrade their qualifications to become a registered nurse. So it's again, providing more opportunities for us to support our workforce so that people get the support as patients that they need from highly qualified, highly skilled nurses and midwives.
The press release from the minister states that the government will deliver its commitment to create a nursing and midwifery workforce development fund. So how will these funds be utilised and what's the main aim of this?
Yes, so the main aim is to continue to upgrade the fantastic workforce that we have, to upgrade their qualifications and their skills and their experience, to make sure that we continue to maintain our reputation as having a world-class health system here in Victoria. So we are investing in the workforce because they are the people who look after us when we get sick, and we want to make sure that they have the best skills and the best qualifications possible. So we will be publicising the details of how people can access those scholarships and grants. We will be doing that through our public health services, but also through our TAFEs and universities as well. So people should look out for that information, or have more to say about that in coming weeks. So what we're encouraging people to do is to look for ways to upgrade their qualifications. So this is for our existing workforce to be able to improve their skills.
Thank you so much, Minister Jenny Mikakos, for sparing your time with SBS Radio.
But thank you very much for the opportunity to talk to your listeners about the continued improvements that the Andrews government is making in our public health services.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.